as West Africa struggles to contain that Ebola outbreak that has killed more than 1,000 people, we want to look now at something that has been far more deadly here in the U.S. Drug-resistant superbugs in the U.S. kill around 23,000 people each year, according to the CDC. And a new study finds that a new antibiotic-resistant superbug is showing up at alarming rates in community hospitals in the Southeast. It's called CRE, and researchers at Duke University Medical Center found that it increased fivefold from 2008 to 2012. Dr. Josh Thaden is a fellow in the Division of Infectious Diseases at Duke School of Medicine. He's with us now. Doctor, welcome.
Thanks, Jeremy. Great to be here.
Well, first of all, tell us what CRE stands for and what it is.
CRE stands for carbapenem-resistant Enterobacteriaceae. It's just a technical name for a class of bacteria that are very resistant to antibiotics. Just to meet the definition of CRE, they just have to be resistant to one class called the carbapenems. But in practice, these organisms tend to be resistant to a good number of antibiotics. In fact, almost all the antibiotics that we have available.
And your study shows that they are skyrocketing in hospitals in the South. Why is that happening?
One of the reasons is that a CRE is very easily transmitted from person to person. And I think that so far we haven't been doing a good job of preventing that. And in part, I think it's just because we haven't been doing a good job of looking for CRE. For example, with another very antibiotic-resistant bacteria called MRSA, MRSA, which is Staph aureus. You know, in Duke, for example, every patient that comes to the hospital, we screen the patient for MRSA. When we detect it, we make sure and take specific precautions to prevent this from being transmitted to another person. We don't do that for things like CRE, but perhaps we need to start.
Well, why don't we?
In part, it's because the numbers have been quite low in the past. CRE is really increasing significantly. But even with this big increase, still over the study period, we just saw 305 cases, which is a number that's much smaller than the number of cases that we would see in MRSA. So I think in the past, the thinking has been that this hasn't been a huge issue. But clearly, it's becoming a big issue, and it's something we need to deal with and quickly.
Well, and if it is a drug-resistant superbug, does it raise questions about overuse of antibiotics?
Absolutely, it does. I think there are several settings in which antibiotics get overused, and one is in the healthcare setting. It can be quite difficult to sometimes figure out, A, if someone needs antibiotics or not, for example. So there's a lot of folks that have viral infections, for example, and will get prescribed antibiotics. But antibiotics actually aren't effective against viruses. And then the second thing is we need to make sure that we're limiting the amount of time that we give antibiotics. Oftentimes, people will do just as well, for example, with a short course of antibiotics, like 4 or 5 days, as opposed to several weeks. And then the second place where antibiotics get used a lot is actually in the agriculture industry.
Right. 80%, according to the FDA.
That's absolutely right. And it's a big, big issue. Animals are getting fed antibiotics along with their food. Eventually, that reaches us as well. And so that's the other major place where changes need to be made.
What are the symptoms of CRE compared with, say, MRSA?
So CRE can cause a variety of different infections. Generally speaking, they cause urinary tract infections, pneumonias most commonly, whereas infections with MRSA can cause these type of infections, but more commonly they cause skin and soft tissue infections, like a cellulitis, for example, or infections of heart valves.
But CRE kills about half of the people who get it. Is that right?
That's right. So CRE is a bad organism, not just because it can affect many different body sites, but more importantly, the mortality associated with it is quite high. Folks that get urinary tract infections or pneumonias can often get infections that move into the blood, and that causes then what we call sepsis, which is basically just a systemic infection, and ultimately patients just can't survive.
Have you had a patient with CRE?
I have. And it's having to sit across from a patient and his or her family and tell them that, A, you have an infection, but B, we either have one antibiotic or zero antibiotics to treat it is very disconcerting and unfortunate. And it's experiences like that drew that really drove this study, I think. Myself and my colleagues wanted to first understand the scope of the problem. You know, are other hospitals outside of Duke seeing similar things, an increase in these Sierra? And as I mentioned, unfortunately, they are. And then the next step, of course, is to develop strategies to deal with these Sierra effectively.
Yeah, well, you could say on the one hand, if the problem is overuse of antibiotics, you'd want to use fewer antibiotics, especially when they're not needed. But on the other hand, is there a chance that you could develop an antibiotic that would treat CRE?
So it's certainly possible, and people are working on that right now. We've had a real dearth of new antibiotics coming through the pipeline, specifically for organisms like CRE, which the technical name for them is gram negatives. It's been decades, actually, since we had new classes of antibiotics that target these gram negatives. But the unfortunate reality is probably it's years away, most likely, before we have new antibiotics. So the question is, what can we do right now? And the biggest thing that we can do right now is, once we find somebody that has a CRE infection, we put them in their own room. People that go see the patient that wear gowns and gloves just to make sure that we're not passing CRE to healthcare workers, to other patients. The other thing we can do is actually do active screening. So patients that come into the hospital, they may actually be asymptomatic, may just be have CRE that's colonizing them just on the skin or something like that. But we can detect that, and we can also make sure that we separate these patients somewhat just to make sure we're not passing it from person to person. And so something we can do right away, and that we should do anyway while we're waiting for hopefully new medicines to come through the pipeline.
Why do you think new antibiotics haven't been coming through the pipeline?
You know, it takes a lot of money for drug companies to bring a drug to market. In some cases, say a drug for high blood pressure, for diabetes, there is a potential for a high return on that investment, however, because those are medicines that you take for years and years and years. With antibiotics, it's very different. You know, A, they're just given for a short period of time, and B, there's no telling how much resistance there will be to an antibiotic in 10 years and 20 years. So the consequence of that is that the return on the investment isn't quite as high. And unfortunately, I think that's driven a lot of companies away from developing new antibiotics.
So does that tell you then that maybe the government, that's where the government ought to be focusing its research, is on antibiotics, because it isn't something that the market is going to take care of?
That's a great point. So on the one hand, kind of helping to drive studies to develop new drugs, and on the second hand, maybe trying to alter the kind of regulatory hurdles that we need to get antibiotics through to the market. But certainly there is some role that the government can play in this.
Dr. Josh Thaden is lead author of a new study that found a dramatic increase in the incidence of a deadly superbug called CRE. You can read more about it at hereandnow.org. Doctor, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Jeremy. Thanks so much for having me.